Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. It's my pleasure, as always. You're going to be glad you hung out with us because our new friend, Scott Fox, is with us. Scott is an internet e-business consultant, and that's really doesn't do justice because he has been doing this for some time now. He's actually an online pioneer, and he's worked with some of the top names to help them launch their websites and their internet strategies, that many names that you will know. He's the author of Internet Riches, The Simple Money-Making Secrets of Online Millionaires, and he's our new friend. Scott, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you here. Now, Scott, I have to ask you a question. We don't have softballs on this show, Scott. Are you an online millionaire?
Yes, I am. Thanks
all
for
right.
asking.
Okay, well, we're going to need the W-2s and the income statements to prove that there.
Great. No worries.
My audience needs to know this. We're going to listen to you. If you're going to make us millionaires, we got to know that you've been there, done that.
Yes, that's right. Well, my book is based on personal experience. In fact, that's why I wrote it, because I got so many people asking me over the years how to get started, and I figured out that there's a whole sector of our country, in fact, the whole world, that's really curious about the Internet, but nobody's ever taken the time to explain it to them. You know, folks who have jobs and interesting careers and interesting lives, but they're not involved day-to-day with computers, and so it kind of scares them, and yet the Internet has become so much easier to use and so much less expensive, it means that starting your own business online is a lot less risky. So I wrote my book to help popularize it. And in fact, to your earlier point, I've done very well on the Internet. I give the profits from this book to charity, educational charities, because I'm really into educating people, and I'm trying to help people understand there's a revolution going on the web and in business that they can participate in.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that, and good for you, too. But, you know, Scott, I've been doing what you do a long time. I've been streaming my show on the Internet since January of 98.
Well, okay.
Which, as you know, makes me one of the pioneers in that part of the world. But I've been online to some degree. You know, I was dialing into Prodigy and places like that back in the 80s. But there's still so much that I'm learning. But here's my question. A lot of people, I think, get the idea that all the opportunity has been taken. You know, there are no more Facebook opportunities. You know, basically, people think, you know, if I haven't already started, I'm late to the show. That's not true, is it?
Well, I think late might be fair, but it certainly doesn't mean that the game is over. I characterize the Internet's opportunities these days as sort of the third inning of a nine-inning ball game, right? The game has definitely started, but there's still lots of time. I wouldn't go out and try to start a bookstore to compete with Amazon.com today or
that
or
ship
Facebook.
Has sailed, hasn't it?
Yeah, right. That ship has sailed. But there are opportunities today are for smaller niches. The Internet is so big. You know, there's 1.3 billion people online now, and that means almost any niche interest you can find customers and build a business around. So you wouldn't want to start a general purpose bookstore, but if you wanted to start a narrow targeted bookstore around scuba diving or fly fishing or computers or radio shows,
Dan Pointer?
Yes, absolutely.
Well, Dan Pointer's a friend of ours. He's made his living around a bookstore on parachuting.
Yes, right.
And self-publishing, those two areas.
Mm-hmm, exactly right. Dan was early on that, and he's done very well by it.
Absolutely. So your point is find the niche that you can be successful in and use it.
That's right. U.S. e-commerce sales are projected to grow. I mean, there's going to be another $50 billion in revenue appearing there. You know, imagine how many new millionaires that's going to make. I'm not a get-rich-quick guy, but I'm a get-rich-smart guy, and that's what my book is about, Getting Rich Smart. And Internet Riches lays out specific tactical steps that anybody can take to examine their own life and their hobbies and interests and find niches of that to commercialize, put online, and take a stab at making money.
That word quick, hasn't that been the downfall of a lot of people who got online, they started a website, and they opened a website up and made it live, and they sort of sat back and waited on the money to roll in? That's been one of the myths that's been the detriment to a lot of people, isn't it?
That's right. Whenever new opportunities show up, you know, there's always the real opportunity, and then there's the hype, and that's certainly in the hype category. But that doesn't obviate the fact that there really is an opportunity underlying this whole new market approach for folks.
Right. Well, let's talk about where would you start? Give us a, you know, talk to us about some of the things you mentioned in your book about the different ways to start. Let's just say that, let's don't take a person who's starting from absolute scratch. Let's say there's somebody who's got, they're in the marketplace, they've got a business, it's, you know, albeit maybe a small business, and they need, they're trying to find out, where should I go, what are the steps that I need to be taking to make sure that I'm successful online? What would you tell them to do?
Well, there's two categories of those folks, the way I see it. One is folks who already have a business. Maybe they have a, you know, they're a chiropractor or they have a local dry cleaner. Those are small real-world businesses that hit a local area, so they'd have one set of rules. The other is sort of what my book targets for the general purpose population, which is somebody who has a job working for somebody else that maybe they don't love and they want to make some money part-time or working from home, then they're starting from scratch. In either case, my theory is that everyone listening to us right now is an expert at something. And you may not be an expert at something obvious that was easy to make money from in the 20th century, but with all these people online and 400 million more coming over the next few years, you can pull expertise out of your own history and attack a niche market like we talked about. And that place to start is to look at your own interests and hobbies, because if you're going to be a successful entrepreneur, I say that you need to pick something that you're passionate about, because you're going to end up spending a lot of time with it, and you better love it.
Well, and it's something you need to be very good at. You said you need to be an expert at it, I think. And that's very true, because those are the kinds of people that other people who aren't experts who want that information, they're going to pay for that, aren't they?
That's right. They're going to pay for it. And the two ways to make money online, just for everybody listening, to be specific, is you can share your opinions and you can sell ads once you build an audience, or you can sell products. And that's an e-commerce business, right, like an Amazon.com. You ship things or download things and get paid cash, or you sell your opinions and get paid via advertising.
Right, exactly. And it's amazing the people that I know who are selling ebooks like crazy.
Yeah, that's a big opportunity. You're exactly right. Ebooks, for anyone listening, is essentially where you create information and you write, for example, a Word document, a special report, something like that, and you make it into a file that other people can download. And because it's downloadable, that means not only can you market it on the Internet where you can reach a billion people fairly inexpensively, they can also receive shipment of it through the Internet, so you have no shipping, postage, or inventory, which is a much, you know, reduces your risk greatly because there isn't any physical product involved.
Right, exactly. Give us the website, Scott.
I'm at scottfox.com. And anybody listening that's interested in this sort of thing, we offer a free newsletter of marketing tips there. Anytime you're interested, scottfox.com.
Scott Fox, and that's one X, by the way, two T's, one X.
That's right.
The book is called Internet Riches, The Simple Money-Making Secrets of Online Millionaires. And this is from an online millionaire, ladies and gentlemen. If you remember, I got that out at the beginning. 20 after, right back with Scott. More to come. Stay with me.
Got a black magic woman.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. A little heart bringing us back. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging around with us today. My pleasure, as always, visiting with our new friend Scott Fox, soon to be old friend. Scott's now officially a member of our Brain Trust. And Scott, we're sort of like the Hotel California around here. You can, once you join us, you can check out anytime you like, but you can never leave. So,
Warned. Thank you.
just so you know that you've been warned. Okay, Scott, you talked a minute ago about one of the ways of two ways to make money. Basically, one is to provide content for people, and the other is to provide products. I want to take the product angle first and talk about that for a second. Help us, you know, where do we find this stuff? Do we shop on eBay? I know a guy who sells used golf clubs on eBay. That's how he makes his living. He says use golf clubs on eBay, but he's cast a net across the Internet saying, if you have used golf clubs, I'll buy them. Here's what I'll pay you for them. And they're not what he sells them for, but you know, you're getting rid of them. You don't have his marketplace, like, you know, his business like he does. So he buys them from you for $5 and sells them for $25.
Very nice. Very nice.
So is that what you're talking about?
Well, that's certainly a way to do it. Absolutely. That's a, you know, anyone who's on eBay has found that that's one of the world's largest marketplaces, and it's a great place to start a business for an aspiring entrepreneur because they have so much infrastructure
Scott, excuse me a second. Isn't eBay a wonderful example to help people get their heads around about what's going on online? eBay, folks, is not a website. It is a marketplace.
That's right, exactly right. There's a whole chapter in my book actually talking about the pros and cons of eBay for anybody that's interested, because it has a lot of pros, but there's a lot of cons as well, and it's longer than we have time to go into this morning, but it's certainly worth considering if you're interested in e-business. And Jim, I totally agree. It's not only is it a marketplace, it's a community. And what eBay has done is essentially liberate everyone's garages and everyone's basements full of stuff and actually turn it into money. It's amazing by creating this efficiency. And eBay an example of what I call in my book an efficiency millionaire type business. They found an efficiency.
And look at the paradigms that shifted. I mean, between eBay and Craigslist, mm-hmm. It's changed the business model of newspapers.
That's right, absolutely. And then I think that gets into the advertising business we were going to talk about separately. But back to your original point about product, you can find products in your local garage sales and things like that, so that's certainly a valid place to start. And if you really want to start yourself and just test, well, look in your own garage or your own basement and try selling a few things on eBay, start small and then grow. But as your friend does, then you can start to advertise. The other interesting things are that as he does, you can put the internet to work for you and advertise to collect goods. And then there are a whole another set of systems, actually, things called drop shipping and affiliate programs and even instant online stores where you can actually sell other people's goods and never have to take them into inventory. Yep. And this is a category that's very lucrative and that I talk about a lot in my books and my newsletters because it doesn't require any startup capital for an entrepreneur mm-hmm. to get involved.
We know a guy who used to work for a nonprofit, and he had a certain kind of interest in a certain kind of automobile part and automobile system. And I don't remember exactly if it was a motor or a transmission. It was something that he was really interested in, and he was doing it part-time on eBay. And mm-hmm. he dropped by on us every year just to for this nonprofit that he represented. Once a year, we'd see him, and he'd talk to us about this eBay business that he had. It's online. It's on, not eBay necessarily, but online business. Well, after 2 or 3 years, next thing we know, he doesn't come back. We find out that he quit his job, and now that's all he's doing.
And he wasn't nonprofit anymore.
He grew it to the point where he now is doing that 100% online.
Wow, that's great stuff. Well, that's what my book talks about also. Internet Riches covers different ways to commercialize a niche. Now, this gentleman found a niche around a certain type of car part, and people often think, well, okay, that maybe there are already vendors for that part. How am I going to compete? But what's amazing is that the Internet's a communications platform, so there's any number of ways. And I talk about car parts as an example in my book. And you don't just have to sell the part. You can collect parts and sell them from different vendors. You could create a directory of other people who sell those parts. You can have people rank and review the other sellers of those parts.
Niches, exactly.
You can publish a newsletter about those parts. You could publish a blog about those parts and collect photos from people that need the parts. I mean, you could sell T-shirts with pictures of the parts. And there's lots and lots of ways to do this.
It really is, folks. The thing is, though, you still have to be organized with your online strategy. And that includes SEO, right?
Search engine optimization.
Isn't that the key thing right now? If you don't know SEO, you better know somebody who does.
That's right. That's right. And SEO, folks, is just the idea that your website needs to be built certain ways, and you need to include certain types of content so that the search engines pick you up and that you get ranked highly. So if people are looking for your sorts of products, you want to show up on the search engines because such a majority of traffic is delivered through Google and Yahoo and MSN and the other search engines.
Mm-hmm. And if you don't understand the long tail and the short tail, if you don't understand how both of those work, you don't understand SEO, folks, you need to hire somebody who does, because I'm going to say, Scott, you tell me if I'm wrong, if you don't understand that, you're not going to be successful with your online strategy. Not very likely. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's right. I mean, the short tail is the obvious mass market opportunities, and that's what businesses in the 20th century are about. The
right.
long tail are niche markets, and that's what the 21st century is about.
When people find you, whether searching for some esoteric word, and they find you out in the long tail, stand by, quick break. Scott's going to stay with us. One more segment. We're going to talk about content on the other side of these messages. Stay with us. I'm Jim Blasingame. The book is called Internet Riches by Scott Fox.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've been hanging out with us throughout the hour, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And you're going to be glad you did, because Scott Fox is still with us, and he's the author of Internet Riches, The Simple Money-Making Secrets of Online Millionaires. He's been sharing some of his millionaire secrets with us, and books available wherever books are sold. Scott, I know. Give us your website again, please.
I'm at www.scottfox.com. And actually, speaking of book sales, the Internet Riches just came out in paperback this week, so there's a special promotion on Amazon.com where you can get a free special report that I wrote for distribution through Amazon called Instant Internet Businesses. I'll give you some of the specifics that we're talking about today, things you can start quickly and with little capital.
Take advantage of that, folks, and we appreciate you making that available, Scott. Okay, now let's talk about the making money online with content. Now, what's the deal with all the blogs, Scott? Is this a fad? Is this going to last? What do you think?
I don't think it's a fad. I think it is going to last. But as we were talking about during the break, Jim, I think that what the Internet's done, as I mentioned earlier, it's a communications platform, and it's enabled anybody to start talking. So you've got a lot of people chattering. And what the opportunity for an Internet entrepreneur is to get out there and actually say something of quality instead of just saying something of quantity.
Mm-hmm. And so one of the things that that small business owners one of the things I think can add value to their business model, and we've talked about this in the past, is adding a blog to their small business website, and on that blog, putting up information that their customers can use. That's what you're talking about, isn't it?
That's exactly right. There's two ways to use the Internet, and one is, then both are valid, but this is what a small business owner should think about. You can use it in the 20th century way, which is essentially to create a website that's like an online brochure, and you want to be up there. You have to be on the Internet these days. It's like the Yellow Pages used to be, right? Back in the 80s or 90s, you wouldn't have run a business without an ad in the Yellow Pages. Well, you have to go where the customers are, and where they are today is online. You need to be there. The other way to do it is to go beyond just broadcasting your one-way message and make it a dialogue with customers. You can put up a website that actually offers information and allows them to contribute and feed back to you. And that's a real shock for a lot of businesses. They're not used to hearing from their customers. And in fact, a lot of businesses don't like to hear from their customers. But it's really good for you and good for your business. And it engages the visitor with your brand and builds your brand, and that leads to more profits.
Well, exactly. And other content could include video where you demonstrate how to use a product or something like that. And this might not necessarily bring you direct dollars in from that activity, but it solidifies a relationship with your customers, doesn't it?
That's right. It's like we were speaking about at the beginning of the interview, is that you want to be an expert. And if you can find your niche, you want to hit them from all sides. You want to hit them with print. You want to hit them with video. You want to hit them with audio. And if you can bring the customer in, right, the easiest person to sell is somebody that has already demonstrated an interest. I mean, that's basic logic, right? So you want to feed them and keep them in a relationship with you. You know, the number one mistake that small business people make with their websites is they don't get in the business of collecting emails fast enough. They might have a website up for years before they start building a mailing list. And the Internet makes it so cheap to send emails, you need to collect those emails. And even if it's only once a month or even once a year, you want to reach out and touch those people. Send them an email and say, hi, we're here. We have a discount. We have a special offer. Come back to the restaurant. Whatever it is, you got to keep touching people, and that's how you make more money online.
There are a number of businesses, some are small, some are not small, who reach out to me in any given week or month and tell me about something, and it reminds me and oftentimes motivates me to do something with them.
Yes.
But I've given them permission to do that.
That's right. And if you don't take advantage of that online, you're missing the boat. If you just put up a website and sit there, you're going to get more traffic eventually if you do your search engine optimization correctly. But it's really important and to your advantage to take a little more effort and reach out and remind your customers that you're there.
Right. And of course, if you wanted to write a book, if you're a regular business person who maybe doesn't think that they're, you know, they're not really the author of a book type of person, you know, the more you realize that you have something to offer to share, the more you can start putting that into a book. And an e-book doesn't have to be 200 pages, does it?
That's right. Yeah,
it could be 40, 50 pages.
That's right. I mean, right now, if you sign up for my free newsletter at scottfox.com, you can see examples of all this in action. This is what I do day to day. But if you sign up for the free newsletter at scottfox.com, you'll get two free e-books. These are special reports that I wrote. And one's called Why Get-Rich-Quick Books Don't Work, and the other's called The Website Startup Checklist. And in both these cases, you can download these things, examples of what Jim is talking about, and you can use the formats for yourself to create your own small business right there if you need to.
And your newsletter is free?
Yes, absolutely. Free.
So the newsletter is free, and if you subscribe to his newsletter, you get those reports, which I encourage you to do at scottfox.com, 2 T's, 1 X. Hey, Scott, thanks for being here. Good job today. Will you come back another day?
I'd be happy to, Jim. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.
You too. We'll see you next time. Quick break. Right back after these messages. It's 20 till. Right back with our good friend Reva Lazansky. She's got some news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.